This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Charles Keating died this week. He was the poster boy for one of the worst financial crises of the last few decades, the savings and loan scandal in the late 80s. Back then, more than 1,000 banks went bankrupt, and taxpayers bailed them out at a cost of more than $100 billion. Maybe that sounds familiar. It takes you back, I don't know, 2008? Well, Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes us down memory lane, or I should say, bad memory lane.
William Black teaches law at the University of Missouri, but in the 1980s, he was a banking regulator, Charles Keating's banking regulator. In the time since, he's written a book. It's called The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. He says Keating was a product of his environment. That environment was characterized by what Black calls the three Ds.
Deregulation, desupervision, and de facto decriminalization. And it simply means crime's going to pay.
A 1982 law deregulated the savings and loan industry.
And it kicked off a race to the bottom in regulation as the states and the federal government competed for who could have the weakest regulation.
Paola Sapienza teaches at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. She says there doesn't have to be any conspiracy to defraud regulators. People in government get paid less than top bankers, and they do know less about the financial industry's plumbing.
And so they could be intimidated by sentences like, you know, if you do regulate us, tomorrow the world will end.
Sapienza says that's a line that echoes from the 1980s to the more recent financial crisis and its aftermath. Roy Smith makes another connection. He teaches finance at NYU, and he spent much of the 1980s at Goldman Sachs.
Now, you have to remember that this S&L crisis actually spawned two of our most, two of the financial industry's most lucrative product streams. One was the securitization of mortgages into mortgage-backed securities. Hello? Those things that blew up in 2008
were created for sale to savings and loans.
That was one of them. The other was the derivatives business got going.
He says it took more deregulation, time, and financial creativity for both products to cause problems. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.